Get ready to be captivated and intrigued as we delve into my life of spirits and all things paranormal. Join me, your host, Jay Lane, on The Laneway to Spirit as I share my stories and personal experiences in the hopes of inspiring others to explore their own spirituality. Grab your favorite mug and settle in, and let's get started. Hello and welcome to The Laneway to Spirit. I have always been a firm believer in the power of dreams, and ever since I was a child, I have had vivid dreams that often seem to have a deeper meaning or message. And it wasn't until a few years ago that I truly started to believe in dream premonitions. And it all started with a dream that I had about my sister Linda. It was back in the spring of 2010, and I had been doing readings that day, felt really exhausted because of a client who had come over for her reading that day that was experiencing really high levels of distress. She had just lost her husband and her daughter in a traffic accident, and it was a very emotional time for her. And even long after she left, I could feel her emotional energy. And I had had several early morning appointments booked for the next day, so I decided to turn in early that evening. And around 3 o'clock in the morning, I was jolted very suddenly, sat right up in bed, gasping for air. And the dream I had just had was so vivid, so real, I had to do a reality check, and it actually left me shaking. And in my dream, I remember seeing my sister standing under a dim lamp, and it seemed to grow weaker and weaker as I was looking at her. And her face had no expression, and her arms just kind of hung limply at her sides, and she looked like a ghost. She just stood there. She said nothing. She had this very vacant, like, I'm not here look. She just stared straight ahead. So I remember standing in front of her and wrapping my arms right around her very tightly and just feeling this pain coming from her chest into mine. And I looked into her eyes and I remember feeling so doomed, so terrible. And I said, Lynn, are you okay? And I kept on repeating, are you okay? Are you okay? And she wasn't answering me. And I felt like this doom just enveloping me. So I awoke to a feeling, that rattling feeling, like you're so rattled. And as I sat there recalling all of these details, I had this sudden mad desire to call my sister. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't call her. It's 2 o'clock in her time zone. And I can't possibly disturb her over what only might be a bad dream. And my nervousness, I guess my movements, brought up. And Brad, you know, is looking at me. Are you okay? Is this, what are you doing up? And I said, you know, I'm just sensing something really off here. There's something wrong with my sister. And he goes, well, what are you talking about, Jay? So I said, you know, Brad, I had this horrible dream about my sister. And when I wake up, I still have this horrible feeling for her. So I told him all about the dream, and here he's half asleep listening. And as I finished, he says, you know, you're right. I wouldn't call her until tomorrow. Like, get back to sleep and get some rest, Jay. He says, you know, I think everything's going to be okay. And he says, I think it was just a bad dream. And so he managed to fall back asleep. But I, on the other hand, lay there thinking about my sister as I watched the clock tick tock, its slow route all the way to 6 a.m. And I couldn't wait to call her. And so I woke up, and of course, Brad got up and, you know, asked me if I was okay. And I said, yeah. And we had our morning tea and coffee together. And right after that, I picked up the phone and I really didn't want to alarm her to anything. So I let her ramble on about her week. She told me about her cooking ventures, her new recipes, what she planned to share with her friends and the volunteers at the church. She went on and on. She's my older sister with a 12-year age difference, and she is the most cheerful person I have ever known, with the voice that carries a melody. So when she talks to you, it's like she's singing, like, hello. She never really fails to put a smile on people's faces. And so that morning, her story seemed to go on and on. And I finally blurted, Lynn, I had a dream about you last night and I woke up because of it. So she says, oh, really? What time was it? So I told her it was about 3 a.m., so about 2 o'clock your time. So she says to me, geez, that's funny, Jay. I was up at that time too, and I couldn't sleep. I had the worst heartburn until about 5 o'clock this morning. So right away, you know, my flags are going up because I was up till 6, which is 5 her time. So I said, oh my God, did you go to the hospital? And she says, no, I didn't want to wake up my husband. He hasn't been feeling well lately. And she says, you know, I just took something for heartburn, but it really bothered me quite a bit. So I said to her, Lynn, that's why I'm calling. I said, I don't feel good about your heartburn. I had a bad dream about chest pains last night. Could you please do me a favor and go see your doctor today? I'm concerned about your heart. She says, yes. She says, I'll call him next week to make an appointment because it was Friday that day. And she says, I'll let you know the outcome. So I said, no. That is not good enough. I am insisting that you go there today. I want the secretary or somebody from that clinic to see what you look like in person. So I want you to physically go there and make your appointment. So she told me that her husband was out, you know, that afternoon, but that she would go. And she says, you know, you're 2,000 miles away. It's probably just a bad dream that you had. And I said, look, I said, just go. And she said, well, you know, maybe it's just a coincidence. And I said, uh-uh. I said, I just feel something's wrong. So please promise me you're going to go today. So she did. So I didn't hear from her. So I figured she went and did her thing. And, you know, no news is good news for me. So the very next afternoon, I received this call from this 204 area code, but it's not a number that I was recognizing. So I answered the phone and it was Lynn's husband. And he had this like really concerned demeanor and tone to his voice. And I remember the emotion that immediately flooded me as I heard him say, Jay, I'm calling from the hospital and I don't want to alarm you. And he went on to say that my sister had gone to make an appointment the day before. As he was out in the afternoon, she decided to walk 2 blocks to the clinic, but she only made it up the 1 block. And thankfully, there was a lady looking out her front window that found my sister hanging on to a schoolyard fence, trying to catch her breath, and then passed out, and she called an ambulance. And so they immediately rushed her and transferred her to the hospital, which is, thank goodness, just across the street from the clinic. So he went on to say that from there, they took her by ambulance from Dauphin to Brandon, which is a couple of hours away. And she was so serious that they airlifted her to the Winnipeg Health Science Center. He said, Jay, she had a massive heart attack and she's not out of hot water yet. And I don't know much more than that, but they're running tests and at least she's in good hands. And so I'll be in touch with you when I get word. So we chat a little bit longer about everything and I thanked him for calling me and taking the time to share that news with me. And he tried to reassure me that she would be the next one calling. So we were trying to be very positive. So while there's no scientific evidence to prove that the existence of dream premonitions, I really believe that there's something powerful and mysterious about them. And our subconscious is really capable of picking up subtle clues and information that our conscious mind may not be aware of. So our dreams may be a way for this information to manifest itself either visually or in a memorable way. But whether you believe in dream premonitions or not, there's really no denying the fascinating and really often inexplicable nature of dreams. They offer a glimpse into our inner thoughts, our fears, our desires, and who knows, maybe they can even warn us about events to come. But this could have turned out differently had I not called my sister about my dream and my gut feeling that morning. But I'm glad that I followed my gut. I'm glad that I called my sister and told her about my dream and what I thought it meant. So essentially, we are all connected. And if and when you ever get that gut feeling or that dream that you feel the need to share, that silly dream that you might have had or that scary dream, permit yourself to trust what you feel and act on it. It doesn't matter what people think about you. The worst thing that can happen, really, is that they know that you care enough about them to share it with them. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I love you guys all so much. Until next time, I'll talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening in. I hope you enjoyed today's Langway to Spirit. To learn more about me, visit my website at mediumjlane.com or my socials on Facebook and Instagram.